That's the Elevida, which translates as they don't rhyme like they used to. Oh, Bam Bam from the Flintstones. The kid from the Flintstones. You've seen the Flintstones, I hope. Amazing cartoon. Crazy to remember back. Bam Bam was adopted. He was left on the doorstep. I'm not sure whether he was officially adopted, or they just thought, cool, it's the Stone Age. I'm not sure if there are official channels, but anyway, life expectancy. Seeing as though the Stone Age is like 25, we better get on with it. But cool, yeah, he was adopted, the adopted son of Barney and Betty Rubble. Bam Bam. Fred and Wilma were godparents, and then mother and father-in-law when Bam Bam, of course, later married Pebbles Flintstone, Fred and Wilma's daughter. All very incestuous, wasn't it? Have more imagination, you know, than to marry... What am I doing with this one? Have more imagination than to marry your neighbour. You know, there are 9 billion people in the world, Bam Bam. Actually less, probably, because it's the Stone Age, but still lazy. It's like people that marry their work colleagues. Look around a bit. That one isn't the one, for heaven's sake. Your neighbour, Bam Bam. Ridiculous. Just have a look around. Your friends at best. Lazy. Lazy particularly, because Bam Bam, if you remember, which I'm sure you do, had super strength as a kid. Had the world at his feet. He was basically a superhero. He could have done anything. Just a little bit of effort, he could have done anything. And what did he do? He married his neighbour. He became a mechanic. And he has two kids. Chip and Roxy. And like most of us, in a sickening allegory for real life, he basically forgot he had any special powers to become a nobody. Crazy. You know, even in a cartoon where anything is possible, when the sky is, not even the sky is the limit, you can do anything. The kid who could have done anything becomes a washed-up parent. And worse, with an empty dream of being a Hollyrock screenwriter. Yeah, the ultimate own goal. He moves to Hollyrock to pursue a goal of being a screenwriter. Never gonna happen, Bam Bam! Not even in a fantasy world, let alone the real world. So in many ways, it's a good cartoon. Because it teaches kids, basically, to forget about their superpowers and accept that you're on this earth to marry the first person you meet, basically your neighbour, and have kids and be a mechanic for cars that, from memory, don't need mechanics because you have to run along to make them move. You know, if you're taking your car in, you just need a physio. That's right, you'll be running along with a big heavy weight on your shoulders for life. And then you'll have kids, and you'll have a dream which will never come true. And if there were more cartoons like that, then there would be less kids like me that spend their entire lives working towards a dream that they can never possibly achieve. Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. Bam Bam. That's a love.